come to me. That is what this morning is about. And I will explain in a minute where it all comes from and how it all came about. I think I'll put that down there because I might use that, I might not. Okay, let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you that your Holy Spirit is here and with us. We thank you from the beginning of this day to the end of this day that you are with us. I thank you that we have heard from you this morning already, in different people speaking, different people praying. Father God, thank you. You don't leave us alone. You are with us. You are right beside us. And I pray this now, Lord, that what I share will get right inside our hearts, Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, so the background of this whole theme of Jesus come to me comes out of early days of July, going back into July. And I was at home and I was praying for the Holy Spirit to come across the church. I was praying for the Holy Spirit to come and touch us massively, radically in the church. And that kind of prayer has gone on for many years here. And sometimes we've had amazing times with the Holy Spirit, but of late it's been fairly dry. And we've heard a lot of preaches, a lot of people talking last week, last Sunday night as well. And so I just was in my time with the Lord and I said, Lord, would you come? And he said to me, wait. He said, wait. The revelation will come. It comes from Habakkuk 2. The revelation will come. I will surely tell you what to do. But wait, though it linger, it will come and it will be true. So I said, okay, Lord. A bit of a test for me. I thought, I'll take you at your word. A couple of days later, I was driving to Cambridge to visit our gorgeous little granddaughter. I'm just putting it out there again. And I was going on the back road. I don't know if you know the route at all from us, from Ely to Cambridge. There's a back road called Queen Adelaide Road. Beautiful day, but it goes like this. And then when you're driving towards Ely, the left-hand side of the road disappears into the lettuce fields and the sugar beet fields, and it's like that. And it goes on and on like this. I was approaching that road. I started on that road, and halfway through there is a bridge. You do a dogleg, and there's a bridge. And as I got under that bridge, the Lord downloaded exactly what he wanted me to do or wanted to bring to the church. And it was this, come to me. He downloaded the whole thing. As I was driving. Now, I'll just put it out there, the car wobbled a lot. Not just because of my driving, Mr. Osborne, but because the Lord was speaking to me. I don't like that road. I don't know why I take it. Anyway, the Lord was speaking to me. And he just said, take it to Daryl, take it to the leadership, tell him what he said. The Lord has said to me, and he said, run some sessions called Come to Me. And they're sessions of worship and soaking. And for people to come into the presence of the Lord and let the Lord speak to them. And that is what it is in essence. Those are what those sessions are that you have got on your green sheet. Can we have the next slide, please? Thank you. There are three sessions where we can stop, sit, soak, surrender, stand up, and step out. Three identical sessions. And the idea is that you come to one of them that suits your life, suits your weekly time table. Three identical sessions, choose one and come. Come into the presence of the Lord. Can we have the next slide, please? Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. the word that Daryl has just brought from the stage just fits perfectly. Last week, we had other words about leaving baggage, leaving suitcases, fits perfectly. Words going back through different preaches all fit into this one idea of come to me. Recently, we've heard that I must decrease so that he can increase. Fits perfectly. Fits perfectly in coming to Jesus, coming to our Lord. Next slide, please. First thing is to stop and to sit. To stop is to cease activity. To cease the activity of your week and put some time aside and come and sit and stop and sit in the presence of the Lord in this place. To cease activity. Come aside from your daily routine, your weekly routine. Set time aside. It's like making an appointment with the Lord. Halt and take a breather. Sit in his presence. That word sit means to adopt a restful position. It might include standing too. It might include lying. It might include kneeling. But the point is, it's resting. That might sound a bit strange to you, about soaking in the Lord's presence, sitting in the Lord's presence, kneeling in the Lord's presence. But it's wonderful to stop. It's wonderful to kneel. It's wonderful to lie down in the Lord's presence, covered by worship. So all of these sessions have a backdrop, an undercurrent of worship and adoration. Come. Stop. Sit and rest. Luke 10, very famous story. Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet. Martha isn't. Mary is, Martha isn't. Martha's very busy, and actually, she's busy for some really good reasons. She's got to prepare a meal. You know the story well. And Jesus says to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried about many things. You're worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed, only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. How fantastic is that? Sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to Jesus, having Jesus' word in your life, what can be better than that? Absolutely fantastic to sit at the feet of Jesus and to take in and drink in words that he wants to give you through his Holy Spirit. Personal words, personal revelation. Fantastic. It always reminds me of the wonderful alabaster jar, and the lady comes in and she bends down and anoints Jesus in worship. She gives Jesus her very, 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 her most expensive perfume, and she gives him her time and her adoration. And that sense of his fragrance, that fragrance filling the whole of the house, filling the whole of your life, is wonderful. I have a testimony a little bit later on about what God has done recently in my life. So you stop, you sit, and the next slide is you soak. Take my yoke upon you, says the Lord. Learn from me. Become saturated in the presence of the Lord. They feast in the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from your river of delights. For with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. If you're going through something where you're thinking, I don't know what to do, we've just heard about that this morning. I don't know how to get through this. I really don't know what the solution is. Then come and feast in the Lord's house. Come and feast and be in his presence. Come and soak and listen to the Lord. And just watch and wait and see what he will do for you. Open up your heart, spend time dwelling, and let the Holy Spirit minister to you. Soaking takes time. I am an impatient person. I am constantly, I was constantly on the go. Hyperactive. Hyperactive at home, hyperactive at school when I was teaching. Always hyperactive as a child. Constantly brain on the go. And I have had to learn to quieten myself in the Lord's presence and give him space and him time just to speak to me quietly. No agenda, no list, nothing but sitting and listening to the Lord. It's been a long, hard journey, a very long, hard journey for me. The yoke, typically, you'll know this already, this yoke is this wooden shaped piece that goes across two oxen as they are joined together and they plow the field together. They don't pull apart. They don't try to go in their other directions. They are together. They are yoked together and they have one purpose as they go down the field. It's a bit of a wobbly furrow, this. Do you notice it's going like this? Well, they are together going down the field together. That is what the yoke is. That is what the yoke is. So you're already seeing, you're already ahead of me when you're thinking about, well, Jesus is saying, take his yoke upon you. I'll go back to that in a minute. Take his yoke upon you and learn from him, not about him. Learn from Jesus, not about Jesus. You want to learn about Jesus, you can pick up the Bible and read, or you can click anything on Google anything, and you'll learn about Jesus. It's like a history lesson. But that's not what Jesus is saying here. He's saying, learn from me. Be as close to me so that you can learn from me. Learn his heart. What is his heart for you? Where does he want you to be ticking? How are you joined with the Lord in your mind, in your heart, in your actions? Learn from me, Jesus says, so they don't pull apart. Inner peace comes from being with the Lord, giving him that time and space. Now, I'm actually going to put my bit of testimony in right now because it will bring a challenge, and a challenge will always need a change. And you have to be really willing. We've been hearing a lot about this recently. We heard about it again on Tuesday at the prayer meeting, asking the Lord to give us a willing spirit to change, a willing spirit to listen to him and walk with him. I went to the one event this summer, hadn't been for ages, and I went not feeling very well at all. Physically not well, and that always makes me tired. And then I also went in a bit of a frame of mind. I suppose a tad grumpy, just a tad. But I was carrying a big burden. And I'm not going to tell you what it was. I'm just telling you I carried a burden onto that camp. And it must have been, was it the Saturday afternoon, the healing seminar? Something like that. Andrew Murray had a seminar in the afternoon, and Andy said he wanted to go because he wanted healing for his knee. And I said, yeah, you go. I'm just going to stay here at the tent, have a cup of tea. As I was having a cup of tea and reading God's word, the Lord said, you need to go. So even then, I started to make little excuses. Yeah, that's a good thing, Lord. I'll go so I can support Andy. That's how I was arguing. I'll go. Yeah, that's a good thing to go. I got into the back of the meeting and I sat down and the worship was happening and there were people at the front being prayed for and the Lord touched me. And I wept and I wept and I wept. And I wept some more. And I pleaded with the Lord. And I prayed and I pleaded. And I surrendered. I finally surrendered in front of the Lord. I gave him this burden that I had been carrying. A little bit later on in that session, there was a call to the front. And both Andy and I responded. We went up together. And then a lady came from the team, the prayer team, and she prayed for us. And then she started to speak into my life, right into this ear. And what she said was incredible, and it was wonderful, and it was just like the final bit of the release. And since that time, I've had two or three confirmations about what she had said. And that was God's word to me. But you see, I wasn't going to go. I was going to stay back at the tent in my little grumpy zone. Seriously, my grumpy zone. Sorry, pardon? But, yeah, I wasn't going to go. And when I went, the Lord touched me. And it was very private. It was very personal. And that's exactly what these sessions are about. They're about you coming. They're about you sitting with the Lord, having a chat, and asking the Lord to impact your life. So you have an encounter, a fresh encounter with the Lord. You might well be carrying burdens, you might not be, but these sessions are for you to come and be with the Lord. Let's move on. I'm aware I chatter a little bit too much. Yes, here we go. Possible yokes. Just going to do a little list now. Possible things that are your hindrances. Blocks in your relationship with the Lord, pride, fear, worry, anxieties, unhelpful habits, striving, sin. We can wear them like a yoke, our own tailor-made special yoke. And they'll weigh down heavily and they'll press you down. And the Lord says, take off your yoke and put on my yoke. For I am gentle and humble, and you will find rest for your souls. Martin and Wendy, I wonder if you could come up, please. I thought I'd have a little bit of acting. You've been rehearsing, haven't you? Would you like to turn and face your audience? There we go, aren't they lovely? Splendid. Okay, I'd like you to yoke yourselves together, please. And I'd like Wendy, just imagine Wendy is actually taking the position of Jesus. Now I'd like you please to put your arm across each other's shoulders and yoke yourselves. Fantastic. And now I would just like you to have a little walk about together and have a little chat together. And coming back, yeah, that's absolutely lovely. Just walking in agreement, you're walking together. It's absolutely fantastic. I'm just wondering if you could whisper a little bit in each other's ears. Would that help you? Just a bit of whispering. You know, shopping list whispering. I don't know, Lord. Have a little whisper. Because you're great friends and you're very close. Really, really close. Little bit of a whisper. Okay. No expense spared. I have another actor. Daryl. Okay. Keep walking. And then I'd like Daryl for you to get the other side of Martin. And I'd like you to start pulling. 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 Right down low. Push him down. Hard. That's it. Thank you. Thank you ever so much. Now, Jesus, when he's playing Jesus, his arm is still there ready. And this other yoke has come, got right on top of Martin and pulled him right down. And yet Jesus says, he's still here, still remaining. And he's saying, take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you. Can we have the surrender slide up, please? Thank you. Thank you, Wendy. Jesus' love is always there. Always, always, always there. Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. That was that yoke, that earthly pressure that came upon Martin. For you died, there's your surrender, and your life is now hidden with Christ. When we take on stuff that is not of the Lord, and it's the world, it's going to push you down hard. You might not realize it. You are going to be in a struggle, and you are going to try and live with this heavy, heavy burden. It might as well be a concrete block across your shoulders. And the thing about it is that you're in the middle, and Jesus has always got his arms open. He's always got his arms open. And you're in the middle, and you're like this, and you are going to be pushed and pulled and tugged and broken. It doesn't work. But what does work is when you take off your mantle and you put on his mantle with his arms around you, and you are walking with Jesus in harmony. That is when you will get your peace. That is when it will come. And that is when you are going to allow the Lord to move in situations, because you have surrendered them to the Lord. Relinquish control. This word humble, it's exactly the same word that we hear in Philippians 2. Talking about Jesus here. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. Exactly the same Greek word there as we have in the Matthew 11. For I am gentle and humble in heart. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Is exactly that humbling, and that Jesus surrendered to the cross for your sake and for my sake, to live a full and fruitful life, redeemed, thoroughly blessed. That's why Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. It's to do with surrendering. But the real challenge is that when we have to lift off our yoke and take on his yoke, we have to bow the knee. We have to be humble. We have to surrender. And we have to relinquish what we have in order to walk with him. And that is what I had to do this summer at the One event. And it's made such a difference to my life. Because I want to walk co-joined with Jesus. I want his arms around me, and I want him in my life as my friend, exactly as it says in John 15. He says, I don't call you servants anymore, I call you friends, because I have made known what the Father makes known to me, I pass on to you, because you are my friends. You're not a servant, you are a friend of Jesus. And that matters to him, and it matters to us too. Can we have the next slide, please? When you come to one of the sessions, here there'll be a cross and a table and a waste paper basket, some papers and some pens. This is what the Lord showed me on that road, trying to get to Ely in one piece. And it's for you to do business with the Lord. So you soak in his presence, you let him speak to you, and then that table is available for you to write down decisions or things that you want to get rid of in your life, hindrances you want to just draw a line on and completely deal with, and then you can tear them up and put them in the basket at the cross. Done. Finished. Because Jesus has the victory. Jesus has the victory. It might be you want to write down something that you don't want to throw away, but at the cross you want to do it as an agreement. You want to carry it away with the date on and go, yeah, that's what I've agreed on that day, and that's what's going to happen. And you just have it in your Bible as a reminder. So that will all be happening here. The other side, there'll be people from the leadership team, people in the ministry team that are available to pray for you if you want prayer. If you want prayer. It's your decision because it's your time. But also, because we believe in praying for each other, there will be opportunity for the prophetic to come, for words, for pictures, and the opportunity to pray for each other within those sessions. They're planned so that hopefully, if you come one night, then your spouse can come another night. Or you might come one night and someone else can babysit while you're coming, and then you can swap and change. So that's why we've done those sessions. The Tuesday morning session, normally it's a prayer meeting, but it's going to be a come to me session. And it's timed so that some people who do a school drop might be able to do that and then come for 9:30. So that's really how those sessions are. You can see that on the sheet. Stand up and step out. Stand to maintain an upright position, wearing the armor of God, as in Ephesians 6. It's for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Boy, does that mean a lot to me. It's serious stuff, letting God move in your life. And getting rid of burdens. It's very serious. Don't pick the yoke back up again, because look what it did to Martin. If he'd picked that back up again, he would have gone all the way through that crushing. You can't wear two yokes at the same time. It's got to be one or the other, because the struggle will happen in between. My yoke is easy, says the Lord. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, do you know why his yoke is easy and his burden is light? It's because his yoke is made of love. His yoke is made of love. He surrendered at the cross. He died at the cross. He took all our sin and our shame. And it's all about love. He wants to love you. He wants to get close to you. He wants to get right inside of your thinking. It's about love. And that's why that burden is so easy and it's so light, because it's his love. How can it push you down? How can it drag you through things? It can't. His love is so amazing. His love is incredible. He wouldn't want to do that. And his love just comes in and in and in, just like the tide, just like the tide. You'll be able to seal your decisions at the cross or just sitting in your seat when you come. You can anchor them in God's word. There'll be some scriptures that you can look through. I am a new creation. The old has gone. The new has come. And you want to wear the new. You want to go out of this place, stepping out, wearing the new. Co-walking, co-chatting with the Lord, stepping out with confidence. And we heard last Sunday night, and you've heard it many times before, from John 14 about the Holy Spirit coming as a comforter, a friend, and an advocate. I do need to begin to wind this up. Andy, if you could come back to the piano, please. That word advocate is the parakletos, the para, to be so close beside you that the Lord is whispering in your ear. So close. The kletos is actually that comes from a legal term, meaning that you're going to have someone who's going to make the right judgment call. So it's the close beside person making the right judgment call person, together. You'd want that in a court of law, the right judgment person, but that's what we have in the Holy Spirit every day. The close beside person, the right judgment person, walking along with us, arms around us, because we are his friend, because we are a child of God, whispering in our ear, just whispering every day. So you come, you stop, you sit, you soak, you surrender, you stand up wearing the armor of God. Yoked to the Lord, yoked to the Lord. And then you step out in your life, having dealt with issues, with the power of the Holy Spirit in you, knowing who you are in Christ, knowing that you are identified in Christ, you are hidden with Christ in God, Colossians 3, verse 1. Here's some questions before we pray. Just close your eyes, please, and just listen to these questions. Oh, Lord Jesus, come, I pray. Do you want a fresh encounter with the Holy Spirit? Are you burdened? Are you dry? Are you weary? Are you struggling? Would you just simply want more of Jesus? Do you have the mind of Christ for your life? Do you have his mind daily? Do you have his mind daily? Have you got something that is hanging over you, dragging you down, pulling you away? Do you want to just get rid of it? Ditch it at the cross and let Jesus come in, walk with you, talk with you, strengthen you, be your shepherd, be your mighty warrior, be your king, be your Lord, be your Savior, be your Redeemer. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. Let's just pray as Andy plays, and then we will finish with a final song. I don't know, I might well have said something today that is already stirring in you and you want to come and get prayer at the end of this meeting. That is fine. There are people here to pray. That is totally fine. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, we desperately need you. We so desperately need you in our lives. We need you every day. We need the fresh shower. We need the river flowing through our lives. We need to get rid of the grit, the dirt, the boulders, whatever it is, the yokes, the luggage. Oh, Jesus, would you come and touch us again? Would you come and minister to us again in this place? Would you come? Holy Spirit, would you come and touch our hearts? Touch our hearts, soften us, challenge us, change us, so we can step out with you, Jesus, in your glorious presence every day. Thank you, Jesus. Please stand.